Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison bunts towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer throws to second for one, and Rogel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Summa steals second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford bunts towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Summa moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Summa scores. Langford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson, who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead throws the ball into Gerber, who tags Langford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morgan scores. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive to right field. Summa throws towards first. Morgan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Meyer moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tate bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Tate moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Toad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lenz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstedt throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Langford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jamison moves to third. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstedt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to second. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 0 for 3 in the game. Toedt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Settlemyer drops the ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards first. Toedt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Merle Settlemyer. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rothrock moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heving reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel bunts towards first. Morgan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Heving scores. Rogel moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to second and picks off Rogel for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Summa moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. Tote is hit by the pitch. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings takes first base on ball four. Denny Williams pinch hits for Ed Morris. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.